Now to letters from the Evening News, which this week comment on monies to be spent on a city roundabout, the problems at UEA, and how we need to look after our natural world.
Peter Offord of Norwich says our gardens could be nature havens. If we don't listen to nature, we've had it. I arrived home depressed by the sound of strimmers in the back gardens. It's no-mo May. If people can't cope with long grass, then trim around it or cut a path through it. But don't annihilate it to billiard table baldness or crime upon crime, cover it up in plastic grass. Every dandelion, daisy and buttercup that's cut is one less meal for pollinating insects and bees. Our gardens are food stores for these creatures. Each yard of billiard table lawn becomes a no-bee land for these vital creatures upon which we depend. These, along with other pollinating insects, are now under attack again by the government allowing the use of deadly neonicotinoids so that we can keep consuming sugar from sugar beet. This pesticide attacks the nervous system of bees and insects, so many of these pesticides enter the food chain and research suggests will have a cumulative effect over time on us, the consumer. We are only one species within millions, yet are disseminating the world around us upon which we depend. Each garden could be an ecological haven instead of an ecological wasteland, because it's fast becoming our last chance.
Any contrition from staff, writes G.P. Brown of Norwich. I note with interest the mention of a motion of no confidence in the UEA management, presumably a reflection of the financial situation there. I wonder whether there was also a motion of thanks to the management for maintaining salaries at, I understand, 100% during COVID. I suspect not. I also wonder if there was any contrition shown by university and college union members for the long-term and ongoing strikes in defence of their gold-plated, but I believe unsustainable, pension expectations. A pension scheme the employer, I believe, is now paying in over 20% of the wages bill to prop up. A bill that amounts to a large percentage of the running costs of the UEA.
Phil Rimmer of Colkirk comments on the way forward for the university. The report on staffing and other matters at the UEA quotes the new Vice-Chancellor as follows. It is well documented that we have been spending more than we have been earning, largely due to having too many staff and not enough students. I believe most large organisations carry additional staff in order to provide cover for lost time due to sickness or necessary training and or to prepare for any anticipated increase in demand for their products or services. There is nothing worse than increasing demand than not having the necessary resources to satisfy new customers who will quickly look elsewhere, except perhaps the anticipated upturn in demand being snuffed out by circumstances beyond your control, the situation in which the UEA seems to find itself. The university's financial difficulties have led to a barrage of bad publicity and, as reported, widespread unrest with its staff and students passing no confidence votes in its executive board. Remarks that there are too many staff and a need to right-size the organisation have, not surprisingly, upset employees' representatives. With hindsight, it might have been better to have involved the trade unions concerned in early and urgent discussions about how to resolve the funding difficulties, for which several reasons have been given. The university will almost certainly have a mission statement that says its staff are its most valuable asset. So, why not explore with them what might be done to avoid or minimise staff reductions, which will have an adverse impact not only on its staff, but also its students and its reputation.
Our final letter comes from Doug Fulcher, who feels that the money for a roundabout could be better spent. I see the roundabout at the Heartsease, the area on Plumstead Road where Norwich and Thorpe St Andrew meet, is once again in the news. This roundabout, says Graham Plant from Norfolk County Council, is deemed unacceptably dangerous. So it is proposed that £4.4 million be spent to remove the confusion that apparently exists here. I have lived in Thorpe St Andrew for 28 years and in that time have only seen one person who appeared confused by this roundabout. This being when a car was in the left-hand lane in St William's Way, then proceeded to turn right into Heartsease Lane, contrary to the rules regarding roundabouts in general. We are told that 15 cyclists and 8 pedestrians have had minor injuries at this roundabout in 11 years, which I would suggest is hardly a place where over £4 million of taxpayers' money is required to be wasted. This looks like another St Stephen's fiasco to me, with Norfolk County Council having to spend a bit more of the £32 million awarded in 2020 from the government's Transforming Cities Fund. Perhaps the £4.4 million proposed for the Heartsease roundabout would be better spent on providing more toilet facilities in the city, reducing parking fees, or even having more cleaning people attending to the untidy roads and streets that the visitors to our fine city see every day that they are here.